USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice will deploy election monitors to dozens of states for Tuesday's midterm elections. Personnel from the DOJ's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's offices will monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws. New data is shedding some light on COVID deaths and kids going to school.
New federal data found that school closures did not seem to keep any children from dying with COVID. Although the number was extremely low to begin with, the District of Columbia had the highest number of children who died with coronavirus per capita, while its schools were completely closed for the most part of the 2020-21 school years. Wyoming, which has a nearly identical population to D.C., and whose schools remain open more than any other state, had the least deaths per capita for that age group at zero. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A huge lottery jackpot could make someone the next billionaire.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion. This after no one won the top prize in Saturday's drawing. There were numerous smaller prize-winning tickets sold in multiple states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
There are huge crowds in downtown Houston for Monday's parade cheering on the World Series champion Astros. They won the title over the weekend against the Philadelphia Phillies, and one of their star players, Alex Bregman, says it feels amazing to see fans lining the streets.
2022 is a heck of a year, and we got a young team, so the window's going to be open.
Bregman, one of five players left from the 2017 championship team. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The United States is rejecting an offer for President Biden to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the upcoming G20 summit. The report in the Financial Times says Indonesian officials offered to set up the meeting. G20 leaders are set to meet in Bali, but Indonesia's president says he suspects Putin won't be there. A looming Delta Airlines pilot strike won't impact holiday travel. CEO Ed Bastian telling NBC's Today Show there's no possibility of the carrier's pilots striking during Thanksgiving or Christmas.
But we're ready to go, and we're expecting over 5 million people for the Thanksgiving week, and we are absolutely prepared at Delta.
Delta pilots voted last month to authorize a strike in the face of ongoing negotiations. Pilots cannot go on strike unless the National Mediation Board declares an impasse in negotiations. A new study shows Paxlovid, an antiviral drug, reduces the risk of long COVID. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs analyzed the records of more than 56,000 veterans who had contracted COVID. They found that those who had been treated with Paxlovid had a 26% lower risk of developing such long COVID conditions as heart disease, fatigue, liver and kidney disease, and muscle pain. Week 9 of the NFL season wraps up with the New Orleans Saints playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.